From Hollywood, California, we bring you the Life Boy program with Martha Ray, Park Dukakis, Lud Gluskin's orchestra, our special guest, Misha Auer, and our star, Al Jolson, who's chosen both his vocal numbers tonight from the works of America's own immortal, George Gershwin. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the prodigal son laden down with song, music, and fun, our own Al Jolson.
Hello, everybody, and hello, Tiny.
Hello, Al. Say, Al, are you glad to be back home again?
Am I? I tell you, Tiny, New York is a great place. But the climate here in California is really wonderful. You know, when I left here 4 weeks ago, I had a little bulldog. Didn't weigh over 7 pounds.
Sure, I remember that little pup.
Little pup?
Yeah.
Well, I can hardly lift him now. I've been away 4 weeks, and he weighs over 60 pounds now.
How did you account for that, Al?
Climate, my boy, climate. And you know my little boy, my little junior? He was 3 years old when I left.
Yeah, what about him?
Well, I'm away 4 weeks. And he got married and he's got 2 kids.
Oh, you're kidding, Al.
No, it's a climate, Tiny.
No, you're kidding. I know you are. But didn't you enjoy New York with those wonderful big buildings? You know, I went up to the top of the Empire State Building, over 100 stories high.
Oh, that's nothing, Tiny. Well, I saw a building right here in Hollywood, and Vine, 43 stories high. They haven't got any steps or elevators.
Well, my Lord, how do you get to the top?
Climate, my boy, climate. Liza, Liza, skies are gray. But if you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds will roll away. See, the honeymoon am shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name of the day, when you belong to me and the clouds will roll away. Moon shining on the river, come along my Liza. Breeze singing through the treetops, come along, my Liza. Something mighty sweet I want to whisper sweet and low, that you ought to know, my Liza. I get lonesome, honey, when I'm all alone so long. Don't make me wait, don't hesitate, come and hear my song. Liza, Liza, skies are gray, but if you smile on me, all the clouds will roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds will roll away. See, the honeymoon am shining down. We should make a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name of the day, when you belong to me, all the clouds will roll away. Thank you, folks. Thank you a million. And now, wait a minute. What is that strange vibration? Is it a cyclone? No, sir, it's a whirlwind. Our own Martha Ray. Martha, you know, I'm so happy to see you. Honestly, I don't know where to begin.
Well, you can start by telling me how it feels to be back in California, Al.
Well, come here close to me, darling. I want to tell you something. I love it. But you know, Martha, maybe it's because I just got back from a hustling, bustling city like New York. But I don't know. Everything seems so quiet here. The people walk around Los Angeles as if they lost something.
They did. $30 every Thursday. Oh.
Well, sir, same old Martha. Yes, sir, same old Martha. You know, I don't know, Martha, married life certainly agrees with you. You know, we had to leave for New York just when you got married, and I'm sorry to say I couldn't attend the wedding.
Oh, that's all right, Al. Ruby was there and all her relatives.
Well, don't tell me you got married in a Hollywood bowl.
Marvelous, marvelous.
Martha, listen, Listen, honey, even though I wasn't at your wedding, I didn't forget you. No, sir. Just look at this beautiful little ring I got for you. Look at it.
Oh, Al. Why, it's gorgeous. It's simply divine.
You like it?
Gee, I sure do.
You know, Martha, a ring for the finger means a kiss for the hand, so here goes.
Oh. Boy, I'm glad you didn't bring me lip rouge. Oh.
Who could carry that much? And, Martha, darling, here's something else for you. A $5,000 check. There it is, honey.
A $5,000 check?
Yeah. Yep. That's the way I do things.
But wait a minute, Al. You didn't sign it.
Yep. That's the way I do things.
A phony check, huh? Of course, you know, Al, I could put you in jail for this.
Why, Martha, dear, you wouldn't do that to your old pal Al, would you?
Yep. That's the way I do things.
I was only kidding, Martha, but wait a minute. Luke, who's coming in with a big package under his arm, it's Parker. Hello, kids.
Well, don't tell me that you brought me a present, Parky.
Yep, that's the way I do things.
Oh, Al, just look what Parky got for me. A wedding cake. Yeah. But, Parky, a wedding cake should be white. And this one is black.
I know it. I baked it with my own little hands.
Oh, Martha, look at the cake. There's some words printed on it.
Yeah, read it, Justin.
Yes,
go
it
ahead.
Says to Mrs.
There goes the cake, Joseph.
There goes the cake.
I know.
Some
That's
cake.
What Martha said. It's, well, I can read it anyway. It says to Mrs. Dave Rose. Wait a minute, will you? Please. Let me see. Let me read what it says on the cake.
I think it's funny.
To Mrs. Dave Rose, our own Martha Ray, from a best friend, Parker Carcass, now appearing on the Lifebuoy show every Tuesday night, I hope.
Oh, I appreciate those sweet words, Parky. But why is the cake so messy? I mean, so crumpled. Really is now.
I had an awful time getting it in the typewriter.
Well, so long, boys. I'm going to go and feed half of this cake to my ducks.
To your ducks?
Yeah.
Why only feed them half of it?
Well, if the ducks don't sink, I'll eat the other half myself.
Get out of here.
Good
night,
all.
You know, Justin, I missed Martha, and I'm glad that we're back.
Yes, and I'm sorry I didn't take Martha instead of you.
Right.
You know something? You spoiled my whole trip. From the time we left New York, you got off at every stop, ran into the depot, and several times I was worried to death the train would leave without you. Tell me, Parky, why did you get off at every stop?
Well,
why? Yes.
I'll tell you why. I felt so sick, I thought I would die.
Well, what's the idea?
Well, I didn't want to take no chances, so I bought my ticket from station to station.
Parky, look, please. You know, I really care for you. And I want to do something for you. You know, take a little advice. You shouldn't take chances. You ought to take, you know, better care of yourself. You're only 34 years old. And what's sweeter than health security at 34?
Social Security at 65.
Yeah. Well, sir, the way you gorge yourself with food, you'll never reach 65.
Don't you worry, Justin. Commence me with Friday morning, I'm going on a diet.
But why wait till Friday?
Because Thursday's Thanksgiving. Well... I won a turkey in a raffle.
Oh, you're lucky, dog. I bought 50 tickets for that raffle, and you only bought one. And you won the turkey.
Yeah, but I had a hunch that number 51 would win.
Really?
You see, I'm superstitious.
Uh-huh.
For 7 nights, I dreamt about the number 7. Well, 7 times 7 is 51, and that's the number I picked, you see.
Parky, look, just a minute. 7 times 7 is 49.
All right, you have the education. I got the turkey. And you know something? I'm making the swellest Thanksgiving party you've never seen.
Really?
Oh, I invited all the swell people.
No.
President Roosevelt, Jim Farley, the King and Queen of England, the governor, the mayor.
Wait a minute, Parky. You don't know those people. Why don't you invite your own friends? Lud Gluskin, the orchestra, Tiny Ruffner?
No, if I invited them, they'd come.
That's a fine holiday spirit. Doesn't Thanksgiving mean anything to you? Do you know its origin? Have you read about the Pilgrims?
Oh, sure. The Pilgrims was the people who came to this country during an automobile show.
Automobile show? Yeah. Just a minute, Parky, please. They had no automobiles in those days.
Oh, sure they did. I was reading in a history book that the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth, and they were pierced by arrows from the Indians. So they had to ford the nearest river and yell, "Dodge, brothers, dodge." You know, kid, They couldn't fool around with those Indians.
But tell me, Pocky, why couldn't they fiddle around with those Indians?
Because if you want to fiddle around, you've got to have a Chrysler.
Martha, will you sing a song for me, please? Come on, honey.
I can see that this love was meant to be. Only a fool, never schooled in a whirlpool. Love like ours could be so cruel as you are. Worthless as tin to me. Without you, life would never begin to be. Oh, love me as I love you in my reverie. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie. You are my guiding star, and from afar I love you, I love you. Your face I see when I was meant to be. My dreams are as worthless as tin to me. Without you, life would never begin. Make my dream a reality. Let's dispense with formality. Come to me in my reverie.
Well, gal, you done yourself right proud on that one.
Why, thank you, partner. Done my best.
Well, no kidding, Martha. I missed you singing. Just for old time's sake, what do you say if we whip into a double number right after Tiny gives us one of his little dramatic interludes?
Good enough for me, Al.
Well, you said it, baby. You said it. Folks, and here's your good friend Tiny Ruffner, all ready with some high-powered news.
Right you are, Al. Friends, I'm going to put you all wise to a new word I picked up last week. At least it was new to me. You know how special words spring up and before you know it, they're on everybody's tongue, like jitterbug and swing music or smoothie? Well, I've found a new word, and I've been hearing it a lot. In a department store, I heard a sales girl say...
Thank goodness she's gone. Waiting on a bobo is no bargain.
And at a dance, one of the stags said...
Not me, sonny boy. I'll dance with no bobo.
And the very next day at the club...
Ask anybody to join us at bridge but Jack. He's a bobo.
Well, folks, that was too much for me. So I said, what's all this bobo business? What does it mean? How do you spell it? And they laughed like two of a kind and said, you ought to know, Tiny. It's what you warn folks about every Life Boy show. A bobo is a person with B-O. Well, sir, that was a new one on me. Bobo, spelled B-O-B-O. And it's going the rounds these days, so here's a friendly tip, folks. Don't give anyone the occasion to call you a bobo. Play safe and spike that chance by taking a daily bath with Life Boy Health Soap. And then you'll know you're extra clean, extra presentable, and protected against B.O.
Well, baby.
Yeah.
I got my man. Who could ask for anything more?
I got Daisy in green pasture. I got my gal. Who could ask for anything more?
Oh, old man Trouble, why don't mind him?
You won't find him hanging around your back door. I got Starlight. I got Sweet Dreams. I got
my man. Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more? Take it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take pleasure in presenting to you that mouthful of dialect, Russia's gift to the cinema world, Misha Awa.
Ah, Albert, I'm so glad to see you. It has been a long time. Like in Russia we do, I kiss you on the right cheek. And then I kiss you on the left cheek. Ah, I'm so very happy.
Well, Misha, look, please, don't get over-enthusiastic. You embarrass me.
But, Albertrushka, it is the custom in Russia.
Well, this is not Russia. This is Hollywood.
Oh, I'm so...
And besides, you've been eating onions.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Alberti, but you are a sight for sour eyes. And my heart is full of spring.
Your heart is full of spring? But, Misha... This is winter.
Not in Russia. It is springtime. When it is autumn in Minsk, it's springtime in Pinsk. And in Moscow, they're starting to plowski. The leaves, they're falling, and the lone Cossacks are calling.
Hi, Hoshki Silver, you're Lowski.
Ah, Al, you have the romantic soul of a Russian gentleman. You would love Petrograd in the winter. You sit out in the cold snow and drink hot vodka.
You drink... Not me. I saw what hot vodka does to people.
That was because I did not drink the very best vodka.
And just how can you tell, comrade, when it is the very best vodka?
In Russia, we pour the vodka in the glass. Then we light a match. If the vodka burns, we drink it.
Well, what if the vodka does not burn?
We drink it anyhow.
Misha, tell me something about your native country. What do you do there?
Well, I'm a graduate of the Nizhny Novgorod Guild Theater.
I see.
I shall never forget one scene I played. The show was called «Сонечка моя дорогая, моя любимая». «Да чего же это хорошо, сонечка моя?»
What does that mean?
Snowbound.
What?
It was a very sad scene. My sweetheart, Sonia, she had just left me for another man. I was very unhappy. The scene went like this. Sonia, I can't go on alone. I tell you, I can't go on. The misery of life rests heavy on my soul. I want to die. I want to leave it all behind. Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me.
What's the matter? You got a stomach ache?
Parky.
Hello, fellas.
Who is this foreign Yankee?
Pardon me, Misha. This is Parky Kakas. Parky,
yeah?
This is Misha Auer.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you, Mr. Sauer. This is one of the best things I...
The name is Auer. I'm Russian.
What are you Russian for? We got plenty of time.
Oh, Parky, you don't understand. What Mr. Auer meant was that he was born in Russia.
You are correct, Mr. Jolson. I came from the largest family in Moscow. There were 24 hours in my family. Whoa.
Sort of a Russian weekend.
But tell me something, Misha. With such a large family, how in the world did you keep track of all the kids?
Oh, it was very simple. My papa would sneeze and count the Gesundheits.
Very cute. Very cute.
Say, you think well, that's a large family? You should see the bunch at my house. Last New Year's Eve, when my family has got together for a little celebration,
yeah.
We had to use the washing machine for a cocktail shaker.
Well, listen, boy, you ain't heard nothing yet. Talking about big families, you should see my Uncle Montgomery's family. You know, Montgomery Johnson.
Montgomery?
Yeah, Montgomery. I'll tell you how big a family he has. At first, the stork used to lay the babies gently on the doorstep and fly away. But he's been there so often now,
that he just flies over the house and goes, come and get it.
Did somebody whistle for me, Al?
No, Martha, honey. I was just exchanging a little repartee with these two boys. Oh, Misha, I want you to meet Martha Ray.
Ah, Martha, you are beautiful. Your eyes are as blue as the Mediterranean. Your lips are as red as the sands of Gobi. Your hands are as white as the snow of Petrograd.
What is this, a travelogue?
It's kind of a cook's tour with a dialect.
I beg your pardon, peasant. It is you that speaks with a dialect. I speak with an accent.
Yeah. Look who's talking. Every word he pronounces, he puts the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Fui! I ignore you. Miss Martha, may I kiss your hand?
Gosh, I guess so.
You guess so, madame. You should be honored. Where I come from, I'm known as the lady killer.
What do you do, starve them to death?
I will have you understand, madame, I was a romantic star. I was the highest paid actor in the Nizhny Novgorod Guild Theater. I got 2 million rubles a week.
2 million rubles a week? How much is that in American money?
$1.15.
What was the dollar for?
After all, Parky, Mr. Auer had to live.
I don't see why.
That's very funny, Parky. Very funny, yeah.
So you laugh, huh? So you laugh. Maybe it will be a laugh of another caller if I told you not only I was a magnificent actor, but I was also a ballet dancer with the Imperial Russian Ballet. In fact, I once had the largest ballet in Moscow.
Boy, you sure reduced, didn't you?
My ignorant enemy, a ballet is an organization of men and women that dance to the rhythm of intoxicating melodies.
Oh, you mean jitterbugs, rug cutters.
Jitterbugs, rug cutters, pui! What is this kind of American swing time dancing? Shag, Lambeth walking out, black bottles. I would like to show you right here and now a few intricate steps from the Russian ballet.
Yeah, I wish you would. It would break up the monopoly.
Monopoly. Parky, you mean break up the monotony.
No, no. Monotony, that is the name of a picture. Monotony on the Bounty.
Yeah. I beg your pardon, Mr. Auer. That is mutiny.
No, I beg your pardon, Mr. Jostling. Mutiny is a show which you give in the afternoon. Ladies, 35 cents. Kids, 10 cents.
No, Parky. You're thinking of matinee.
No, matinee. You're crazy. Matinee is a song. On the road to matinee, where the flying fishes play. I don't know any more words.
No, that happens to be the road to Mandalay.
Yeah, that's right, the road to Mandalay.
Not Mandalay, Parky, it's Mandalay. Just repeat it after me. Mandalay, Mandalay. Why, even a parrot can say that.
A carrot?
Not a carrot, a parrot. A parrot, a bird that talks.
You mean a stool pigeon?
What? Parky, a parrot. Look, listen to this.
Yeah.
Pretty belly. Pretty belly. What am I? Look. Pretty belly. Pretty belly. What am I? What am I?
Boy, if you're a pretty belly, I'm Robert Taylor.
What?
Robert Taylor, tfui. I've had enough. До свидания, мои дорогие друзья. До скорого свидания. Очень было приятно с вами работать. До свидания.
What's that?
That's in Russian, goodbye.
Yeah. My wife's donuts.
What's that?
That's goodbye in Greece.
Oh, Thanksgiving Day.
What's that?
That's goodbye in Turkey.
Life boy soap.
What's that?
That's a goodbye in any language.
Wow.
May I say, ladies and gentlemen, that it was a great honor to have an artist like Misha Auer with us tonight. And now, before I sing my next song, my good friend Tiny Ruffner has a word of advice for you
regarding that old devil winter.
Thank you, Al. Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you a question? What are you doing to help protect yourself and your family against those dangerous germ diseases that might drain your health and vitality during the winter months? This deserves serious thought, and I'm going to ask Miss Millicent Halverson, a registered nurse in Los Angeles, to give you some important rules for protecting yourself against winter illnesses. Miss Halverson.
Friends, the rules that authorities give us are very simple. Most of you should know them, but there's no better time now than to remind you of the importance of first, get plenty of rest, sleep, exercise, fresh air, and nourishing food. Avoid exposure to chill and wet, especially when you're tired. Keep out of crowds as much as you can. And don't forget, please, keep your hands as clean as possible, for hands may pick up and spread the germs of many common diseases.
Thank you, Miss Halverson. And friends, let me remind you that washing your hands regularly with Lifebuoy is an excellent way to help cleanse them of germs. For Lifebuoy lather not only removes dirt, but aids in removing germs as well. So make it a family habit to wash hands regularly and frequently, especially before meals, with Lifebuoy health soap.
And now, folks, it is my pleasure to sing George Gershwin's Summertime from Porgy and Bess. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings, and you'll taste the sky. But till that morning, there's a nothing can harm you. With daddy and a mammy standing by. Thursday is Thanksgiving, folks, and here's a little thought I'd like to leave with you for that occasion. Let's offer thanks for different things than those that fortune merely brings, for peace, for strength, for liberties, for life to live the way we please. While singing lips have turned to prayer, and hope goes under over there, while a million hearts are stained with fear, let's offer thanks, we're over here. Let's offer thanks with humble pride for rights we never were denied. Let's think of those across the sea, then sing, my country, 'tis of thee.
Next week, in addition to all our regular stars, we'll have as our guest, Zazu Pitts. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.